This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. One of the lasting effects of the COVID-19 pandemic is that a lot of people picked up hobbies you can do while alone or while social distancing, baking, knitting, playing an instrument, but also bird watching. Birding was a multi-billion dollar industry in the U.S. even before the pandemic, and now there's a whole new crop of budding ornithologists. One bird identification app, eBird, saw an almost 60% jump in the number of users over the last few years, with more than 800,000 people logging their sightings. And not only are these new avian enthusiasts buying feeders and binoculars and cameras, some of them are also buying international plane tickets and taking their newfound hobby abroad. One of them, reporter Stan Alcorn, brings us the story.
It started with a bird feeder, but after a month of lockdown in our Oakland neighborhood, my girlfriend and I were carrying binoculars and a paperback bird guide every time we went jogging.
So we stopped our run because we're in a very bird-rich area.
Yeah, we got two sparrows and two pigeons here.
Sparrows, pigeons, crows. But then we traveled from California to Cali, Colombia.
Buenos días a todos y a todos. Bienvenidos.
In one neighborhood stroll with local guide Andres Lozano, I saw
the Colombian chachalaca, black-throated mango.
Chips and fruit.
Plus four kinds of tanager, yellow-bellied seed eaters, chestnut-fronted macaws, 35 species in less than half a mile. And that's normal in Colombia. There are more species of birds here than any other country on Earth, nearly one-fifth of the world's birds. But Colombia doesn't have that many bird watchers, according to local birding pioneer Carlos Mario Wagner. Wagner says when he was growing up, running around in the woods with binoculars was downright dangerous. It was something soldiers did for the army, right-wing paramilitaries, and left-wing rebel groups who'd been at war for decades.
A person with binoculars or a camera out in the hills
looks suspicious.
Professor Jorge Maldonado set out to measure the economic potential of bird tourism right as it was becoming safer to get out into wild places. In 2015, when the Colombian government was finally hammering out a peace deal with the largest remaining rebel group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, better known as the FARC.
Now we have the possibilities of access to places that before it was impossible to go.
He estimated a 10-day tour of post-conflict Colombia could attract at least 280,000 birders just from the U.S. and Canada.
If this is going to happen, we are getting $46 million per year.
The Colombian government doesn't count birding tourists specifically, but its annual tally of international visitors in general jumped by a million in the years after the peace deal. Then came the pandemic.
So it was devastating. Now we are recovering again.
One sign of the recovery is the 9th annual Colombia Bird Fair, back in person this year for the first time since the pandemic. I was one among hundreds of international bird nerds. There were workshops, lectures, even a competition to imitate the call of a chestnut-breasted wren. Also in attendance, an American named Molly Brown, invited to help Colombians better promote their birding businesses to a market altered by the pandemic.
There has definitely been a big increase in people who are interested in birds and bird watching.
And Brown thinks that could mean a big increase in birders coming to Colombia, so long as the infrastructure can keep up.
Building up local guides, local conservation initiatives, local protected land, the feelings of security and confidence to travel in Colombia. I think all of those things need to click.
Click. Like the sound of a golden collared mannequin snapping its wings together 60 times a second. In Cali, Colombia, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.